Good afternoon, everyone. This is the first time I've come to this meeting, and because I've had so many other meetings to go to. My response about the overlap and the too many special rapporteurs, procedures, etc. We did a document on double standards and what is not being done and the effect of these special procedures who kowtow or do not implement their own mandate simply because they're afraid of EU, United States, or some of these powers who will not promote their profession, whatever it is that they're doing back in their colleges, etc., and have some of them admit. So when it talks about overlap, to give you one perfect example, is the resolution of Indigenous, the annual resolution, the one we finally got adopted, 48-7, by China and the like-minded group, to address Indigenous peoples' rights in the context of GA Resolution 1514. Here, in this DDPA follow-up, EU obstructed the work to put colonialism in the text for the 20-year anniversary. They obstructed to put apartheid. We can't get any language, and let me give you one perfect example here. They also recognize that colonialism has led to racism and caused suffering. This does not ask for concrete action. They also recognize that colonialism led to racism and continues to cause suffering. They don't want to address it. There's too much obstruction. We've seen it. We've mentioned it. If that's the job of to reduce the scope and application of addressing rights, we've been here, we've done that, we've seen it. And so it all depends on, as now, because of the Palestinian Israeli conflicts, African states are calling on and recognizing that there is a lot of states being bought off. And they're calling on their own African states to stop accepting the funds so that they are blocked from addressing some of these very important or high violations of rights, not only for colonialism, for peoples, for occupation. Some of this text is in here and they don't want it. So if we can sit down and be allowed, when you did the final text, in that 20-year anniversary, there was an ultimatum given. Either you take this text out or we walk. I remember that specifically. And we could not sit in the negotiations. This is Alaska and Hawaii. And I'm ambassador from Alaska. They blocked us because of racism. If they had did their work in the 50s, the 40s, which led to GA Resolution 48-7, we should be sitting with sovereign equality and the right of diplomacy to answer. And we were not given that opportunity. And as it sets, there's international stories now about the apartheid in Alaska that still exists today. It's not something that is racism in the past. It exists. Apartheid exists. Are you going to have language in there? Or is this another feudal where the EU continues to give the same litany? I would call upon you to attempt to put in concrete language so we can address this, and perhaps we would not have so many special rapporteurs and be paying so much money as this so-called overlap.